the drum, please?
Llorar, llorar y llorar, al verte entrar con flores de azahar, me pongo a llorar.
la que me hizo escapar. Contigo yo fue el cielo y el recuerdo de eso como nunca me hace llorar.
JSF 90.1 FM broadcasting from the Student Union Building at Simon Fraser University on the largest mountain in Burnaby. Burnaby Mountain. That's right. Just a little bit smaller than all the other mountains, but still a mountain after all. And we just ended that set with Dirty Bellows, the dirtiest, stinky, messiest, crusted bellows. Yes, bellows are the lungs of a violin, or the violin, accordion. Let me start over. They are the lungs of an accordion, and in this case, a Bayan, the Russian accordion, which has no keys as a keyboard. It has buttons instead. So, like a typewriter accordion, basically. And yes, this band, they've been on the program here in this very room. Alex Reed and Alexei Kalinin of the band. And the new EP of theirs called Fire Pit Jams. It's acoustic, whereas their previous stuff was more swinging electric with a drum kit and all that. This is a song we heard called Llorar, which is originally, I think, a cumbia song. It's hard to say who originally wrote it, but it's a pretty well-known song in Latin America. And Llorar means cry. And with Blanca Escobar on vocals here. So Vancouver Project, Dirty Bellows. And actually, I played the guitarrón on that song, which is Mexican mariachi bass. You really only hear it in mariachi music, and it sounds much like a stand-up bass. But there you go, Mexican bass. Llorar from the album Fire Pit Jams, Dirty Bellows. And all cover songs done in fun new renditions. You got some Green Day, you got some Rammstein, and so on. Yes. You can find them on Bandcamp, dirtybellows.bandcamp.com. And before that little piece of music, we heard from another local band who just played last night with Dirty Bellows, so it's just fresh in my mind for this album release of Dirty Bellows. We heard from Trio, punk band, three ladies here in Vancouver called Wrong. And they just put out a new album called Worst. And the cover is a worst, a sausage inside of a banana peel, which just, I suppose, would be a very surprising thing if you opened up a banana and there was a cooked sausage in there, especially if it was still warm. That would be more confusing. Cool trio. And last night, it wasn't the full band that played, it was the singer. Her name is Christy Lee Audette, who played guitar and sang, and then and played that song that we heard. Same team, just they of course, they're the full band rendition on the album. And there's a song, there's a video for that song. Pretty cool. Some sausages in there. And check it out. Wrong. R-O-N-G. And we started off that set of music with a band based in 1970s who was looking so far in the future that he named his album 2023. That's Barış Manço, a legendary Turkish rocker who fused very deftly some of the folk traditions with progressive rock of the day. And the song was Yolverin Agalar Beylar from the album 2023 by Barış Manço. Very nice album with a lot of interludes and Turkish language spoken word things, I suppose, talking about the future as it would have been in 1973 75. Barış Manço. And moving on, we're going to do some more prog for you in the set, but we're going to, from the 70s, by the way, this is the age of prog. We're going to hear some Yugoslavian prog, but first, some brand new music out of Tanzania, the younger brother of Msafiri Zawose, who are both the sons of Hukwe Zawose, a very famous go-go musician from the coast of Tanzania. We're going to hear right now from Sinaubi Zawose and his new EP, Wela. This is Sinaubi, who I believe is the youngest son of Hukwe Zawose. Here is Wendu. So some fantastic go-go fusion music out of Tanzania. This is Wandering Rhythms Radio.
Oh!
Holy Gods of Prog Rock, that's a song I've never heard, but man, sounds like a classic to me. We just heard Grupa Marina Skragatica the Fourth. Can't explain what the Fourth is all about, but yes, that's a band from Yugoslavia, back when it was one country in the 70s. And this is a compilation that just came out on Everland Records out of... Sorry, the album's not even out yet till the end of April. But it's a compilation of unreleased radio recordings. I guess those songs that were played in the studio, radio studios, which was a thing back then, for sure. Everland Music out of Netherlands. That's the label that's putting... the reissuing these lost, perhaps, classic prog bands from Yugoslavia. And yes, the album's simply called Dawn of the Yugoslavian Prog Rock Era, Unreleased Radio Recordings, 1970 to 76. And the song, if it means anything to you, was Kovček na Klupi Krajmora. That's the name of the song we heard, by Grupa Marina Skragtica the Fourth. Yeah, really cool. I liked how the ending as well, how it sped up. Just went a little bit bonkers for the last few seconds. Yes. Before that, we heard a track from a compilation called SMS for Location, Volume 4. There's, in fact, Volume 5, but I neglected to play the most recent album. Volume 4 came out in 2021, and this is the Moonshine Artist Collective out of Montreal, creating lunar-based events, music, and apparel centered around African and electronic club culture. So, yeah, a lot of African-Canadian artists on these now 5 compilations. Heavy on the African, less on the Canadian. But yeah, very cool. Very cool stuff. Sounds like it could have come out of, I don't know, Ghana or Nigeria or something. Except that song was in French. So yeah, the French, there's the French side of Africa represented as well as the English. So we heard, what did we hear? On Va Décider by Pierre Quenders and Le Motel, who is a producer out of Brussels. Pierre Quenders, one of Canada's finest African musicians. And we started off that set with a piece of music. It was